We're live. So Mandy, thanks for coming in and doing wanting to add a third part to the interview.
Yes.
So just for the record again, it's 12 December 6, 2012. It's about 3:32. This is Kevin Ksanovich with some Mandy Lady C.
Yes. Hi.
Hello. So So after the after our last interview, mm-hmm. we talked a little bit and talked about how wanted to add on more to your story to really sort of
put the glue to,
yes.
to the business sort of yeah. stuff. Yeah,
so
that's the passion.
So yeah, so tell me about this glue.
Okay, the glue. You know, of course. For any business, I feel, you know, for it to run smoothly, it's got to be because of something. Because mm-hmm. there has to be a purpose. You know, if you, you know, I've seen these TV shows, they say, you know, I wanted to start a food truck business mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. I make great cupcakes and I love making cupcakes and I just want to, you know, sell them everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like little things like that. You know, I feel like the glue is the passion because without that glue, you know, it's just... a business is a job and, mm-hmm. and it will fade out after a while. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
So in terms of, so what is your passion and what you do?
Well, initially, you know, I thought it would be fun, you know, like I said in the last interview about, coming to Virginia and being influenced by the radio personalities that I listened to and wanting to take it back home and kind of be like, yeah, you know, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I've had Virginia VA tatted on my arm since I was 18. Mm-hmm. And that was through the punk rock era, you know, through the hardcore, everything. Like, mm-hmm. everybody up and down the East Coast knew me as Sim VA. That's what my nickname was in that scene. And, you know, when I got the platform for radio, I, you know, was known for my love for Virginia. And, you know, the main purpose is that, you know, a lot of people, including myself back in the day, felt like not that many people, you know, everybody left and never came back and did much for the people in the community. But as I grew and learned and actually met the people that were successful in the business, they did give back, but in different ways, from churches to stuff like that. So I felt like I wanted to contribute to that in a sense. So I wanted to find a way to give people opportunities to, you know, express their talent mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and, you know, there's so much talent out here that it's, you know, but we're a military mm-hmm. area that, you know, either people that are extremely talented, you know, because the business, entertainment business, you have to do a lot of free work, really, mm-hmm. in order to, you know, and tons of it before you actually get successful. And some people have to join the military because that's all that's around them. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's, you know, everybody has their dreams. So, I, you know, the fact that I was able to live out something that I came here to do, I wanted to give people the same opportunity as well. Mm-hmm.
So, in terms of, what are some of the things that that you're involved with that is stuff that's letting your passion sort of flow through you, the stuff that you're doing?
Well, you know, during working radio jobs, you know, from Hot 91 to 96.7 The Block, I was able to network with folks, you know, in higher places, from publicists to managers, everything. Those are the people that I usually, you know, kept in touch with and till this day. So, you know, for example, recently, I got, you know, my friend was like, hey, Samandy, or she's a, you know, someone in the business. She was like, I need some girls for XXL magazine, Web Candy. You know, anybody that would be interested. I put the word out, you know, not that many people are receptive because first of all, everybody thinks there's a gimmick. Like what's the chase and stuff. So they don't even bother even, you know, hitting anybody up. So I didn't really get much responses, but there's this one girl, Kali Hellraiser, I believe. And, she actually hit up, you know, mm-hmm. Bernadette, and that was who does work for that. And she got her feature in XXL on XXL.com mm-hmm. or the magazine's website. So she's Eye Candy or Web Candy of the Month. So mm-hmm. or of the week, Lord. But she, you know, has that opportunity. Then another friend reached out to me in the business and was like, you know, the producers of America Got Talent is seeking people for the show, Skip the Line and all that stuff.
Okay.
So I've been searching for people to like for her as well. So like that type of stuff makes me feel good, you know, that, you know, people that feel like, oh, it's, I don't know where to look and I don't, you know, it's like, it's easy to seek, you know, there's books on castings and everything, but sometimes people don't know. If they've never been taught that, they just don't know where to go. They just know how to produce the talent and that's it. So I like being able to lead them to, to the right water.
And so, in terms of then, you know, this idea of, where does this, I mean, I know it's part of it is like passion, but just this sense of, that you really want to do give back.
Yeah.
I mean, is that something that's just, I mean, like that's a part of you or that's a part of you that was nurtured by being in these different scenes? I mean, I guess, can you connect giving back
to just me?
Yeah.
Well, when I was younger, around 17 years old, I actually, there's this group called Food Not Bombs, and we'd feed the homeless every Saturday. So, you know, when I was the rice girl, because I'm part Asian. So I was always cooking the rice, made the rice with vegetarian chili. It was like this little, you know, organization that's like, they have chapters all over the United States. They probably expanded the world now. I honestly have not kept up with them, but, you know, Food Not Bombs is an awesome organization. And that was out of Richmond. We used to do it at Monroe Park, and they get bread, everything, you know, donated from different businesses around Richmond. And, you know, that's just always been in my nature. You know, I was a Girl Scout, for heaven's sakes. I mean, you know, doing from that and then putting a lot of energy into United Way. You know, I was doing stuff with Dave Caring, and now they have me on their overall marketing team. So that, you know, really, you know, it's a lot of free work, but when you see the outcome of everything, it's just like, whew, you know? And then when you know why people do it, and you know, just the Dave Caring is, as a whole, like that whole situation was great, because it's just like a lot of people, you know, took time off of work. Some still got paid, but hey, I mean, but they did a lot of odd jobs. Some people, like, whether they're tearing down buildings and rebuilding it, or you know, painting places that have like that had mold problems and repainting and fixing it up. I mean, it's good, you know, when you give back to stuff, it makes your spirit feel a lot better.
You know, and this idea of giving back or the sense of the folks that make it, the sense of like they're not giving back, but of course they are, you know, but you just don't know about it. I'm curious if you wouldn't mind talking a little bit about what it is about this area, perhaps, that like, that there's this like disconnect between what people are doing and what people are actually seeing and what people know in terms of keeping a community going.
So are you saying like for example, like when people get back to like churches and stuff?
Yeah, I mean churches, not just anything. So I mean, you know, you think that get back to churches, so the sort of charity route, but also but also then trying to hook people up in terms of like the music industry.
I think people don't really go about really announcing it because of just some of their personalities. You know, like Ike Owens, like nobody really knew about him and Larry Live and Surrounded by Idiots, putting them in the studio. Like nobody knew, and that's because he stayed on his humble, and he was just like, I mean, it doesn't matter if people know or not, you know. But I'm like, dude, like people need, like right, that's crazy.
Well, crazy. I mean, you know, and thankfully we're getting sort of that story starting to get out now, at least in this.
Yes.
You know, so thank God for that, because that's a great story. Yeah. You know.
So I think, like, sometimes people do stuff and they just forget about it. But, you know, I think the things to really make this, I'm all about lead by example. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So like, if I'm helping out with the community, you know, it's like when I was younger, you know, when I was doing Food Not Bombs, you know, there wasn't social media where I could be like, oh, I'm doing Food Not Bombs now. But now, you know, if I'm doing United Way Day of Caring, the fact is that that organization requires donations and stuff like that for its growth. So, you know, I don't mind promoting them just for the fact that they do need volunteers all the time and they do need money from the community, or else the doors will get shut. And these, you know, people that need the Community Resource Center, the CRC, like, they will, it will close. Yeah. Like, so, you know, I feel like awareness of people doing, you know, volunteer work or community work will not only be an example to people that are around them, because if you go on my Facebook, you're going to see a bunch of old party photos. Like, people are like, oh, Samandy, I know you're partying all the time. I'm like, dude, these photos are old as hell, you know? And so they're like, what are you doing now? I'll be like, oh, I'm doing this, you know, and I'm volunteering and this and that. They're in shock. So it's like, then, you know, when they find out, then they're like, oh, I'm getting involved too. So that, I mean, I just think the whole domino effect of people, like, people gotta know. And so, you know, back in the day, volunteering was not cool. It was like, oh, you're a dork, you know, you wanna do this. Like, no, but I mean, at the end of the day, stuff like that helps build a community. So, you know, I think, you know, as much awareness, you know, I think sometimes it's a fad. Sometimes people use it as a marketing tool just to make themselves look better. But at the same time, if they're if they're being involved with a legitimate brand, you know, that's a good look, you know, like, for both ends. But if you're like, one thing I like to tell people about a party, if you're going to a party that's saying, hey, we're donating money to blah, 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 like, if they don't have the actual logo on there,
then they're not really
exactly. People really need to invest in research and really make sure that if you are, you know, I think a lot of times people are scared too because they have given their money or energy, well, money to certain people saying, oh, we're donating to American Red Cross, and then how do you know? Unless I have some, like, that's why I'm like, if I get involved in anything, the representative is going to be there, or you're going to meet somebody from the organization, or, you know, that can be like, look, I am, this is legitimate. Like, so people, like, if you, you know, just make sure you are a part of something legitimate. That's when it comes down to research and educating yourself.
Yeah, and so I want to try to turn this around a little bit, too, in the sense of thinking about that this passion, this work for building community, sort of reinvesting your time, your energy, your money into maintaining and building community. Where's hip hop and all that? Where's hip hop and all that for you?
I feel like, you know, the fact what hip hop is, or how it is in there, is that, I mean, the music comes from the people, the streets. So, I mean, it is a community-based music, you know? It's as, you know, close to the community as possible, you know? It's not, like, on this bubblegum stuff. It's, like, you know, in relations to the music, you know, the storytelling and stuff. You hear about the pains, you hear about the joys and all that stuff. But that in order to keep the wheels running, I mean, all this volunteering stuff, it you know, to me, like, these artists, you know, they all started as volunteers for hip-hop. And if you want to think about, like, as hip hop was a nonprofit organization, and all the, you know, artists, it's like, hey, you know, I'm volunteering my time. Then they get mad, or, you know, the ones that are like, oh, I need to get paid now, I deserve to get paid. And it's like, okay, well, is that what's your motive? Is your motive to really educate people and, you know, and or, you know, put out a good word, or you know, inspire people, or is your motive just to get paid or get popular, get fame? And that's how you can tell the difference from a person that's really, whose heart's in there, if put it that way.
So in terms of this idea of, like, who's got heart or who doesn't have heart, is there a sense in terms of Virginia that it's coming from a place of love and heart more so than folks just trying to get just trying to shine a little bit.
I mean, there's always people like that. It's like people, but you know, I guess people that have been doing stuff for like 10 years and been on national TV and stuff, of course they deserve their pay, mm-hmm. you know, because after a while it starts becoming a business and you're in,
right.
and you do have a job, like your job title, like DJs, like there's that's why there's a difference from amateur DJ and a DJ who's actually a living working DJ, mm-hmm. and that's how he pays his bills or she pays her bills and that's their job.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I got off the. What's the question again?
Just in the sense of sense of like who's coming out of Virginia. I mean, is Virginia hip hop in that community? Is it a sense of heart and love more so than trying to shine?
I mean,
of course, the two things can come together.
Like yeah,
not to knock anyone. That's doing it right.
Hard work pays off.
Right.
But at the same time, you can't come in the game just expecting money. Some people do, but I think there's a lot of people in the market in Virginia hip hop that have a lot of heart. And I think that's why a lot of people have a lot of, you know, anger towards, you know, I guess the head people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like the artist versus radio a lot of the time, mm-hmm. you know. But that's because the artist is passionate, but sometimes, you know, I appreciate that people say fuck radio,
mm-hmm.
because at the end of the day, if you understand the business, radio really, you know, is a corporate machine,
mm-hmm.
and that's what it's for. It's not really for promoting upcoming artists. It's,
right.
it's maintaining the artist that's already there.
Right.
And you know, the power songs, the new songs, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like they have a certain setup to it. And even in the market itself, like after the Buddha Brothers left 103 Jam, or not left. Oh my goodness! Like since DJ Law passed and Big B left, the last of the Buddha Brothers, you know. It just seems like corporate world took over, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's just like people need to understand, you know, going back to radio, people need to understand that what fuels the engine of mm-hmm. radio, and sad to say is not really the people, it's the businesses that pay for advertisement.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, they pay the bills through advertising, not playing songs.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what it comes down to.
That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see. So we talked a little bit about talk about your passion.
Mm-hmm.
Have we talked yet about just sort of a little? I mean, we did talk a little bit about Web Candy, but
yeah.
But also just what other things are you doing right now? I mean, what's eating up all your time, but in a good way?
Well, designs. I'm a graphic designer,
mm-hmm.
and you know I did that as much as I did radio. Actually, a fine arts graduate of Norfolk State University, specializing in graphic design. So
mm-hmm.
that takes up a lot of my time, because you know, and like any art piece, you have to start from a canvas and mm-hmm. the ideas and everything. So. Graphics, a lot of volunteer work.
mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just got a spot as a co-host for J-Rod of Hot 91. I'm going to co-host with him for BME TV, or BME Presents. It's mm-hmm. a TV show that comes on Sky 7, I believe. He kind of just said, hey, Samady, come here, let's go to the studio, and then had the mic in my hand, and I was like, oh my God, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, that's how opportunities come to me. That's why I feel blessed, because just like, you know, some people be like, well, it's not, you know, big time is not 106 and Parks, Mandy,
yeah.
you should worry about it. And I'm like, but sometimes shows like this really mm-hmm. give back to the community, because it gives people that never really had a voice in the community mm-hmm. to showcase somebody. Like, sometimes I watch PBS. Oh, I love PBS, WHRO, and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff. But, you know, there are some people that do watch community stations
mm-hmm.
to see what's going on in their community. Not everybody is wrapped up in the reality shows
mm-hmm.
and you know, CNN or all that crap.
So what you're saying is that maybe not hold our breath yet for a Samandi VA hip hop reality show.
I'm good.
You want to start pitching it right now?
Hell no.
Okay, so let's see. So we got current projects, the sort of the glue, the passion that you bring to it, and it just sort of seems to me that that like we were talking about hip hop in general, that where it comes from, it comes from the community.
Yeah.
So if you've got a passion for that, for community, it only seems natural that
it goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Definitely does, because I mean, you pretty much hear what the people want, and what I feel like, you know, even down to Dale Carnegie, you know, he speaks about, you know, you have to serve a purpose that's genuine to the people. And I mean, that's real, you know. I've been listening to his audiobooks. I let some of my friends hear it, and they're just like, wow, you know. It's like, you can't really be successful in anything unless you genuinely, you know, love it, or you know, like if you you know, to win people over, you know, he's like all about that. Like, you have to genuinely like people. You have to remember names. That's one thing I am bad at. You know, I can't remember names, song titles, none of those, you know. But, you know, like, now I see why so many people in the music community got mad at me, because they'd be like, hey, Samandi, and I'd be like, hey, and then I'd be like, why are they mad at me? Like, I was like, I genuinely have ADD, bad memory, I'm just trying to, like, stop all that, I'm trying to get better, like, my SATs weren't shit, so, I mean, I know those sound like excuses, but at the same time, you know, it's hard to remember names, but, you know, it's like shoot, just as long as I remember your face, that's good with me.
Yeah, you should have got, like, business cards or something that said, like, I'm sorry, I have ADD, and you just pass it out.
Yeah, it's like, sorry, I have ADD. That's me.
Get, like, a medical brace and be like, it's not my fault.
Bring pills. No, but, I mean, I think in order for anything to be, like, it's true, to be successful in anything, you have to have genuine love for it. You have to really believe in what you stand for.
Also wanted to ask you about is how is the writing and stuff going for hip hop since 87?
Oh, hip hop since 1987.
.com.
Hip hop since 1987.com. Well, I've been doing a lot. I have to actually post some pictures tonight of Juicy J being out in Virginia. That was interesting. I got some video too, and the whole time he's like, show me titties, and girls are showing titties. But anyways, it's been great, you know. Like, a lot of people really don't understand it, because there's so many blogs out, they don't understand which ones are the really legitimate ones, or which ones that really have a positive or strong stance in the media world. So, you know, it's kind of a struggle to really have people to reach out to me as far as, hey, you know, this is what I got going. There are some people that do keep me updated all the time, like Samandi, but not as much as I would have thought. But, you know, at least it gives me a clear mind to really seek people and really be conscious of who really deserves to get that spotlight on them. Because, you know, at the same time, I can't represent Virginia with just anything or with anybody that, you know, feels like, oh, I'm the shit and that's it. I think I should be on it because people thought I was cool in high school, but that doesn't work with me. You know, I want to see that, you know, that you did have to struggle just like me in this business, you know. Without that, you know, it has to make sense, you know. You have to have your name slandered in blog sites a couple times.
Yeah, so in terms of the stories and things that, and the features that you're doing for them, I mean, it's what's going on in Virginia, right? I mean, is that...
I was told to cover pretty much from southeast region of the United States.
Okay, so...
But, you know, they said I can pretty much do whatever, mm-hmm. you know, as far as, you know, if I... Whatever I feel that's relevant, mm-hmm. but I've been mainly doing Virginia, and I'm just slowly but surely, you know, because I've never really blogged mm-hmm. before. I did it for Larry Live's Livehouse Entertainment, livehouseonnext.com, but, you know, that was my first experience with blogging, so I think I'm growing as a blogger, as a writer, and it's, you know, watching or reading other people's articles mm-hmm. is teaching me how to and how to, you know, execute the art of blogging correctly.
Yeah, so what you'll do, I mean, I'm just curious about the process of it. So do you write your article and then submit it to somebody, or do you submit an idea and then they say, okay, go run that down and then come back? Or
the person that got me involved believed in me so much that we had the freedom to do whatever. When I got involved with it, you know, I had to do an interview with mm-hmm. the creator of hip hop since 1987, Brandon. Mm-hmm. And
that's out of Philly, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And Kyrie Bay, and that's Petey Crack's manager. You know, I love him to death, man. But he, you know, I even asked him, hey, I got a friend, she works for First and 15th, and that's Lupe Fiasco's label, mm-hmm. and, she, you know, what if she covers Chicago, because she's about to move there, mm-hmm. you know. By the time you guys hear this, she's already long gone and doing a lot of shit with them out there, mm-hmm. but she got on the phone interview as well, and they accepted us both, you know. It was to a point that we were at the right time. And Kyrie is like, you know, Brandon has his blog site, is doing very well. It's got like millions of views, like mm-hmm. over 400 million. And he's at a point where he needs help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought it was like me, Kina, or She's Not Famous, and Brandon, and maybe a couple more.
Yeah.
But as I got on the blog, I was like, holy shit, there's like 15 freaking writer, you know, a lot of writers. So, you know, it's a strong movement, mm-hmm. I can tell, out of Philly. So
So
I just want to see how far it can grow, you know, with more people involved from different regions of mm-hmm. the country.
Yeah, I was looking through it the other day, especially when you mentioned him and when you sent me the Surrounded by Idiots post, and mm-hmm. So I started looking around there, and then you know, that was the first time I heard of it. I couldn't believe how big it was already. And, you know, like, they've got all the shirts. I mean, like, they know what they're doing to make sure they got the t-shirts
they
and
got
sweatshirts.
Hoodies.
I mean, they're really cool. I almost bought one. I was like, that shit is cool.
Yeah. And the reason why it's hip hop since 1987 is because the owner, Brandon, was born in 1987.
Oh my God, he was born in 87?
Yes, he made me feel old. Yeah. I'm like, I'm born in 1981.
I know. So he's 25.
And yes, and he's doing very well for himself. Mm-hmm. You know, we just did an interview with Big Boy of Outkast and Pusha T. He was just like, hey team, if you guys want to go to Soul Train Awards, you know, let me know, sign up, blah blah blah, send an email to this person, that person. And I was like, man, if I had money like that and I can be like, let me go to Vegas, that would be awesome. But, you know, I had to decline on that, and now I'm kicking myself in the mm-hmm. butt watching these reruns of the mm-hmm. of the awards. But that was weird that they had 2 Chainz up there. That was crazy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. 2 Chainz. He's got some folks backing him. You know what I mean?
He has hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's because he's a humble person. Mm-hmm. He's got drive, hustle, and he can use his words right.
Mm-hmm. And I saw this great T-shirt. Speaking of 2 Chainz, but it was Barack Obama.
2 terms.
2 terms.
Yes. Whoever did that, man.
Genius.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But yeah, I know, I saw that. I was like, oh man. Yeah. And that was another shirt I almost bought, but I didn't.
Oh Lord, I saw somebody wear it the other night, actually. So.
Well, that's good. It wasn't me.
At Juicy J. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I don't know. I mean, how do you feel? You feel good?
I feel better.
Okay, good.
Much better.
Well, and obviously, you know, knowing how these things operate, mm-hmm. it's always open.
Yes, I think that's it.
Okay, so, well, until next time then.
Okay.
and we will call that good.
All right, that's a wrap.